Hello. It is me. It is me, your True Hill Phenom SP3. We are live on the True Hill Heat YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter for NJPW Windy City Riot 2024 preview to discuss the huge show coming up this Friday from Chicago, Illinois, the Wintrust Arena. And to do that, he is back live, ladies and gentlemen, for the first time in a long time, back live here on the True Hill Heat YouTube channel. It is my tag team partner when it comes to New Japan Pro Wrestling, the MC of the past, present, and future for NJPW, Jay News.
It has been a while, SP3. It's been a while, and what can I say? Got to get down to business, ladies and gentlemen. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's your good brother, Jay News, and I'm back at it again here with SP3. Talking about this New Japan Windy City Riot, this entire card, another one of these long-ass New Japan cards. But you know what? We're ready. We're excited. We've got some bangers, possibly, coming up.
I think this is going to be another strong show to go right along with, Battle in the Valley, which was a good start to the USA shows for New Japan Pro Wrestling this year. And I think that that Windy City Riot has a couple of matches that I'm very much looking forward to. I think it's going to be of the same quality.
Oh, show.
But we got everybody joining us in the chat now. We appreciate y'all. If you're watching us on YouTube, on Facebook, on Twitter, we appreciate y'all. Show that appreciation back the simplest way possible. Drop the thumbs up on this video. Share this video with all your wrestling fans, friends, and family on all your favorite social media platforms. If you are new to the True, I don't know what's going on outside. If you are new to the True YouTube channel, hit that subscribe button. Hit the bell to stay notified for all the great content here. And of course, sound off if you're in the live chat. We love to interact with all of you and hear your predictions for NJPW Windy City Riot this coming Friday. So sound off in the live chat. But of course, if you're feeling generous, you want to give back to what we do here and make sure your comment is highlighted on screen, you can send a super chat donation. Any dollar amount matters. It gives back to the contributors that you see on screen with us here. And we always need the support. Like we said yesterday, we appreciate y'all for showing your support throughout WrestleMania week. So now that we're on the back half, you can still show your support with a super chat. We always appreciate those. We got Frantic World in the chat joining us saying, what's up, SP3? Welcome back, Jay News in chat. We also got Frantic World who says, it's going to be a riot in Chicago this Friday, hashtag Elite Goat. And then we also got here, Chris K. Angels, or Chris, or Mr. Angels, Mr. Angel. He says, I think they've been preparing. I think they are ready for this coming Friday, but keep sounding off with your thoughts on Windy City Riot and your predictions as well. We always start off these pay-per-view previews to kind of gauge what your buzz level, how much you're looking forward to the show. So from 0 to 10, what is your buzz level for Windy City Riot?
Oh, man. About a 7, I would say. Not a complete and total 10. You know, my pick, Gatsukura Genesis, didn't win. So at the end of the day, it's not completely there. But we got a good, well-filled out card with a lot of good talent on it. So I'm about at a 7. It's always tricky with these New Japan and the U.S. shows because sometimes I lose track of them. Like on social media, like promotion comes up like maybe a day or two before the freaking event sometimes. And it's like, you know, at times you lose track, but this time they've been doing a pretty good job at relaying whatever new matches get booked throughout the last month or so. And then they, I believe yesterday or the day before that, they unveiled the entire card. So that's been a pretty good shot for them there. And yeah, man, trying to see as to where these stories go and who the possible winners out of all of this can be.
And just because you mentioned it, everyone watching, you can also check out our Sakura Genesis 2024 review with me and Sanal breaking down all the action that went down last Saturday in Ryogoku Sumo Hall. Any lasting thoughts or lingering thoughts that you have from Sakura Genesis?
Not necessarily. I mean, at the end of the day, I think that the main event match did what it was supposed to. I believe it did elevate Tsuji. Good, nice, and thoughtful words from Naito about Tsuji after the match, to be quite honest. So that was pretty dope to see and hear. It was, I mean, Shingo winning was inevitable, right? Needed to take that bet.
It was an awful match. It's one of the worst matches of the year.
If
it wasn't for Jay versus Jimmy at WrestleMania,
it would be the- I saw that. I mean, at the end of the day, you know, it's usual chicanery from the House of Torture and the overbooking and stuff like that or whatever. So I just wanted Shingo to win, and Shingo won at the end of the day. And, you know, Bishamon getting the tag team titles back, that was solid at the end of the day, you know.
It was like course correcting this, yes, Sakura exactly. Genesis. Like course correcting all the bad champions, basically. So let's see what they do in Chicago this Friday. But we'll start off with the kickoff. The pre-show has two matches that have been announced. We have another Strong Survivor Challenge going on here on this show, as it's going to be Matt Grandegriff versus Zane J. Matt Vandegrift is the reigning Strong Survivor winner, as mm-hmm. he's won the previous two. So I think that he's going to pick up another win here. What about you?
I think, from if I'm not mistaken, Zane J had kind of like a small coming out party during the last New Japan Academy show. So it seems that he might be the one to dethrone Vandegrift at this point. So I'm gonna go with Zane J for the upset victory here to give another shiny light on another one, on another new talent out of the New Japan Academy.
We also got here, Valo B said, I thought Shingo versus Evil was fine. Crowd liked it. Crowd also, you could also say the crowd liked Jimmy versus Jay, but no one's going to argue that was fine. It's still a bad match. When you botch throwing powder, it's a bad match. Like, it's okay, Valo B. It's okay. You could say, well, the crowd liked it. That's fine. But you can't tell me that was a fine match, because it was not. It had too many botches of the simplest things. I respect what Sanal said. Sanal said it was so bad she laughed, so she liked it. That's fine. That's fine to say. If it's so bad that you laugh and you liked it at the end, cool. Cool by my book. But let's move it on to the other pre-show matchup, as we're going to see the Ladies of Stardom being represented by Mina Shirakawa, as she teams up with Viva Van to verse a UK wrestling standout and Mrs. Will Ospreay, Alex Windsor, as well as Trish Adora, a member of the New Japan Pro Wrestling Academy and a member of the AEW ROH roster, a member of the Infantry. Who do you have here?
Man, it is so from a results standpoint, I'll take Mina and Viva, because they're New Japan girls through and through, even though Trish is one as well. But be that this is Mina's US appearance, I feel like they'll have her go over in this match and whatnot. I just want to see Alex Windsor in a US ring, because she's one of the more badass women's wrestlers that there are currently on the scene. I've been watching her for years, and I don't necessarily know why she hasn't had more stints in the US. But hey, we're getting her here now in New Japan Pro. Trish Adora has been doing tremendous work over the last year. Big props to her at the end of the day. But I feel like they'll give Team Mina Shirakawa the win on this end.
Yeah, I think that Alex Windsor has been really raising her stock as of late with these hardcore matches she's been having over in the UK, as well as during WrestleMania weekend as well. She's been really turning it up. Her match with Danny Luna has been getting a lot of buzz over in Rev Pro. So I'm glad to see her get this opportunity. I think Trish Adora is always someone that shines, even though she loses a lot of her matches, but she still shines in every single one of them. So I appreciate her for that. And that German suplex from her knees is quite amazing. And as far as the other side, Viva Van is someone I haven't seen too much of out of all the women. I think that I've seen the least of her. So I'm looking forward to seeing her here. But I totally agree with you. This seems like the whole mission that has been going on ever since the kind of formation or realization of the Stardom AEW relationship, and then in turn the relationship also with New Japan involving, has been to build Mina Shirakawa as a star in the US. So I think, yeah, she gets the win here. And I wouldn't be surprised, based off, I just watched the Stardom American Dream show that went down in Philadelphia over WrestleMania weekend and the confrontation Mina Shirakawa had with Timeless Toni Storm, I wouldn't be surprised if she is the challenger for the AEW Women's World Championship come Forbidden Door.
Yeah, I think that me and Dolores and I, we spoke about that on Monday on our podcast over at the Workhorse Wrestling Network and stuff. I think that's going to be a banger of a match. It should be, at least, from the way that things have been coming about and whatnot. It was cool of Tony to even go to a Stardom show, to be quite honest, and play her bit. And them fighting over, oh my God, why am I, Mariah May is quite the thing. Love to see it.
Her charisma just jumps off the screen like immediately. I watched the ROH Supercard of Honor show with our good friend G Loke, and he immediately loved Mina Shirakawa because of her dancing entrance. He was immediately a fan because he saw the dancing entrance. He was like, I'm rooting for that girl. So that she's got the casual fans. I think that the rest of the fans will come together, and she's gonna be a big breakout star in 2024 for Stardom. But let's talk about the main card here, because we have an interesting little grudge match here as teacher versus student battle, as it is the former members of Strong Style, Minoru Suzuki, going one-on-one with House of Torture's own Ren Narita. It was Ren who turned on Strong Style and turned heel, joining the House of Torture last December in the World Tag League. Ever since then, he has kind of been estranged from Minoru Suzuki. Commentary started asking the questions during Sakura Genesis and the road to Sakura Genesis. What does Suzuki think about all the changes that Narita has experienced? But here we are, return to the U.S., and we get this big grudge match, student versus teacher here. Who do you have, J-News? Minoru Suzuki, Ren Narita. You're muted.
My bad. If they're going to continue to go the way that they've been going, shoot, man, if I'm being honest, I want Suzuki to win and kick this young boy's ass, but if we're going with New Japan booking nowadays, it seems like Ren Narita might win this one, so that's what I'll have to go on there.
We got King Potato. He says, packing up for Chicago. I'll be at Windy City Riot this Friday. Enjoy the show. Yeah, I think that Ren Narita's getting the win. The fact that Minoru Suzuki has not re-signed with New Japan Pro Wrestling, and this feels like more of like a guest appearance than somebody returning to the company. Yeah. I think that Ren Narita, like Fala B says, I think this is exactly what's going to happen. Push-up bar, Bella Buster, 1, 2, 3, I'm a maniac, and I'm betting on Narita. You'll be right, I think. I think you'll be right.
Yeah, I think you'll be right, too.
Yes. We got also, he says, if you want to live, tell him you're a One Piece fan. There you go. Talking to Chris K. Angel in the chat. He says, I get to meet Suzuki Sunday. I'm excited. You should tell him to fake choke you. That's what I told him.
He doesn't know what a fake choke is.
That's what he told me. But yes, next up, we have our first title match on the card for the Strong Openweight Tag Team Championships, Hikuleo and El Phantasmo, the Gorillas of Destiny, friends of the channel, will defend in a four-way matchup with very interesting challengers here, as you have TMDK, Shane Hayes, and Mikey Nichols. You have the West Coast Wrecking Crew of Royce Isaac and Jarrell Nelson, but you also have Isaacs and Nelson's Team Filthy former stablemate, Tom Lawler, teaming up with his former rival, one of the more iconic rivalries of New Japan Strong, Fred Rosser, and Tom Lawler teaming up here. Very interesting four-way matchup here. I think this is like kind of the biggest challenge that ELP and Hikuleo have faced for the Strong Openweight Tag Team title since capturing the titles late last year. What do you think wins?
I'm not sure, if I'm being honest. Being that I haven't seen ELP and Higuleo together in a little bit over a month at this point, I'm not sure what's going on. I would say by default, it should be a fun match just because it's a fatal four-way match with tag teams. I would say out of the four tag teams, three of them work together on a regular basis. So there should be some continuity and some good chemistry there. We'll see how it works out with Tom Lawler and Fred Rosser. And I'll go for ELP and Higuleo to retain to see as to where they can take it from here.
I am going for new champions, TMDK. I am sick and tired of being sick and tired of the disrespect that Gato and this booking team has given to Shane Hayes and Mikey Nichols. They've been one of the more consistent and reliable tag teams in New Japan Pro Wrestling for over the past year. Everybody and their mama can get a run with the tag team titles. They was ready to crown Aussie Open the next tag team champions, but wasn't ready to offer them a goddamn new contract. But TMDK is still here, and they've gotten shots at the IWGP tag team titles, shots at the strong tag team titles. It's about damn time they win some gold. I'm going with TMDK.
All right. We'll see how it goes down. I got no faith in that though, man. I got no faith in Gato. So that's the way it goes down. And to my main man, Vala P. The hate is forever.
The hate is real in this gentleman and never dies. The next title match we're going to discuss is for the NJPW Strong Women's Championship, the most prestigious of women's titles in New Japan Pro Wrestling, in my opinion. As Julia was the champion for about 6 months last year, but then she lost it to Stephanie Vaquer, the Triple Crown champion, because she's won gold in Mexico, won gold in Japan. Now she is here back in the U.S., and she will defend against one of the prodigies, one of the best prospects, one of the best wrestlers on the Stardom roster, Azumi. Azumi was the longest reigning and greatest high-speed champion. They're kind of light heavyweight title in Stardom, their fast-paced title in Stardom. She defined that title. She lost the title, has moved on to bigger and better things. She's looking to win gold in New Japan Pro Wrestling for a second time after coming up short in the three-way last year against Mercedes Moné and Hazuki. Who you got here, Azumi versus Vaquer?
You know, I am excited to see this match just to see as to what style they'll wrestle this match. If they'll go high speed or if they'll go just regular strong style, I just want to see as to how this goes. Big fan of Stephanie Vaquer. I think that she is one of the best in the business right now. And Azumi is just a star in the making. As you said, she is definitely one of those wrestlers that people need to keep an eye on. This match should be a banger, but I'm going to go with Stephanie Vaquer to retain her championship. Because I feel like there's something looming for her in the near future.
I think that this is going to be extremely fast paced because it has Azumi. I keep warning people, like, we can't say, oh, maybe it'll be fast paced with Azumi. No, we should know by now it's going to be fast paced. You saw it in the triple threat at Sakura Genesis last year. You saw it in the trios matchup that they had at ROA Supercard of Honor, which nearly stole the show and hurt every other matchup after it because those ladies went way too fast compared to everybody else on the damn show. Azumi and Vaquer, and I know Vaquer is very fast and athletic and has a lot of agility. This is going to be a blur to some people. I can't wait. I got Stephanie Vaquer. Retaining.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Next up is a grudge match that might be the Chicago fans' most anticipated match on the card, only for the entrances, as Shota Umino will go one-on-one with the scapegoat, with the Punk Exodus, with the GOAT and foreign ace of House of Torture, Jack Perry. And man, already when this match was announced, I was like, man, Chicago's going to boo the hell out of Jack Perry. But with what's going to go down on Dynamite tonight, oh boy, this is going to be nuclear in my opinion.
So I'm not going to go on a long rant or tangent on this. I'll say this. What's been reported is that there will be footage of what happened backstage at All In. They said nothing about CM Punk. They said nothing about Jack. They just said footage at the end of the day. Now, for all intents and purposes, the Bucks have been insinuating that they're loving the scapegoat's new work. So I feel that this is a way to draw Jack back into AEW. We will see what happens tonight. I think that we might be hyping ourselves up a bit too much about this footage. But Tony did not lie. This will be footage from backstage at All In. So just be prepared, folks. Just be prepared.
Be careful for these loopholes, y'all.
As for the match, though, I'll say this. I hope the match goes well, right? Because for all intents and purposes, they still need to work this match, right? The entrances are cool and all. Don't get it twisted. But this match still needs to work. And if they wanted to give it some sort of a dirty finish, they can continue this particular feud into Forbidden Door, then cool. I don't really mind that, if I'm being honest. But if they want to finish this off some way, somehow, then I say, fuck it, Jack for the win.
Nah, I think that this has been a really good program because it's given something for Shoto Amino that, yes, it still involves the House of Torture, but it feels away from the House of Torture because of how the rivalry started at Battle in the Valley. And the fact that Jack Perry got the win in the New Japan Cup, you can have a clean break here if Shoto Amino gets the win. They are 1-1. You can revisit it maybe at a Forbidden Door now right. That it's 1-1, or you can revisit it down the line. But I think that this is the swan song for Jack Perry in New Japan Pro Wrestling because of what's going down on the footage. I think that it's going to parlay in some way to Jack Perry's return and him helping the Young Bucks win the AEW World Tag Team titles and becoming the Hangman of this new elite.
I agree with that.
We got Stephen Chambers in the chat who says Perry needs extra security. Also got Frantic World. He says the GOAT for the win with the help from the Buck. I mean, if the Buck showed up, this is going to get nasty. This is going to get NWO in 1997 type vibes, like trash being thrown in the ring type shit.
They might want it that way, man, to be honest. They might want it that way. Especially if they go cross-promotional and stuff like that and they create that buzz. And obviously, you know, if they go viral on the internet and things of that nature with video clips and stuff like that, hey, more props to New Japan and AEW if they do go that route. It'll create a different buzz than what the WWE just created from WrestleMania weekend and stuff like that. So, you know, it'll be opposing things, but good things for both companies in that particular perspective. So, yeah.
Big Mando says evil about to get period. The thumbs down. imagine evil. Oh my god, evil gets cheered if he did that.
Imagine you go face, yeah, they turn evil face if he goes.
If he turns on Jack Perry, like, yeah, they're definitely turning face on him. Angel saying, the end is gonna set up Ali versus Perry at Resurgence. That's interesting. I don't see how that's gonna happen, but I mean, the comments are open to you to explain. But sure. Speaking of which, let's talk about Mustafa Ali because he's gonna be the juxtaposition to what Jack Perry's response is gonna be. He's gonna get the hero's welcome as he goes one-on-one in his New Japan Pro Wrestling in-ring debut against LIJ member and ace of the junior heavyweight division, Hiromu Takahashi. Mustafa Ali is the current TNA X Division champion. He has made it a habit as of late of having impromptu X Division title matches. So my two-part question is, are we going to get an X Division title match? And who do you think is going to win?
That's interesting. Yes to the first part of it. I think, yeah, we'll get an X Division match here. New Japan and TNA have a good relationship anyway, so yeah. I don't see as to why not that. I don't see as to why that wouldn't happen. And then secondarily, if that does happen, then Ali for the win, because Hiromu hasn't been on TNA television for a very long period of time. So, yeah.
And I'm hoping they talk to Ali backstage and offer him a big check that can facilitate for him missing 2 weeks from his indie commitment so he could come for Best of Super Juniors, because I think Yo is hurt.
Well, yes, that's true about Yo being hurt. I didn't see the whole breakdown for Best of Super Juniors 31. Is Leo Rush in the tournament at all? He's not. No. Okay. All right. So we got some possibilities.
The outsiders, the new outsiders or people coming in or returning is Robbie Eagles is returning.
Right.
Kosei Fujita is making his debut. From Noah, you got Hayata and Ninja Mac, which got the biggest pop of all the announcements. Mm-hmm. And then from AEW ROH is Blake Christian.
Okay. I it was Ninja Mac who got announced, not Gringo Loco. Okay, I got you.
Yes, Ninja Mac. We got in the chat from France for England. Thank you so much, Jinx, for joining us. We got Stephen Chambers, who says he's picking Ali. Fans will riot if he doesn't win. I agree. I think Ali is going to win his NJPW debut. What about you?
Yeah. No, Ali wins here. I foresee a terrific match between him and the king of all super juniors, Hiromu Takahashi.
We got Dolores in the chat says, I've been watching Ali matches, especially his match last weekend against Amazing Red. I watched the HOG Revolver show. I thought the best match on that show was actually Speedball and Masha, but yeah, that was good as well. We got also in the chat here, Valo B, he says, Return of the Mac. He says, Hayata matches put me to sleep. I have not seen that much of Hayata. I've seen maybe one, maybe two matches, but I haven't seen anything that impresses me as well.
Yeah, same.
To be honest, let's be honest here. But we're both taking Ali in that one. Now we have an interesting prediction here. Another two-parter, J News, as we got to figure out who's teaming up with the two captains of our next matchup, as it's going to be a Riot Rules tag team matchup, basically War Games without the cage. Two men will start every couple of minutes or whatever. Another participant will enter. But this one is a mystery because it's Team Kingston versus Team Gabe Kidd. These two men had the fierce battle at Battle in the Valley that went to a double countout. Now they meet in a Riot Rules matchup. So, J News, who do you think is going to team up with each individual, and who do you think wins? For me, I will say for Gabe Kidd, it will probably be the Bullet Club War Dogs. Like,
yeah, it's gonna be his dogs for life. It's gonna be his dogs for life.
His dogs for real. Dogs for real. And for Eddie, I think we can get some maybe AEW surprises here.
I would think Homicide's a must because he always rides and dies with Eddie. Mark Briscoe, if we're going to AEW,
I can see that. Yeah,
Mark Briscoe.
And Ortiz.
Yeah, Ortiz. That makes sense. Yeah, that makes sense.
We made some sense of that very quickly, but I'm gonna take the War Dogs.
Yeah, because it's not a one-on-one match, right? So yeah. I'll take the War Dogs. I'll take the War Dogs.
They're used to this style. They was in the Dog Pound Steel Cage matchup. They got this.
Because
I forgot he is injured. Ortiz. Oh, okay. So yeah, if Ortiz can't make it, that's a good one. Steven Chambers, Shibata. Mm-hmm. I'd be Shibata return to New Japan. Let's go. I'd be down. Oh, if you want a big surprise, imagine the pop in Chicago if Copeland showed up.
Yeah, I don't see
that. That ain't happening, dog. All right, next we got our second to last title match on the card. Matt Riddle will defend the NJPW World Television Championship against the inaugural champion, Zack Sabre Jr. Zach lost the title at Wrestle Kingdom to Hiroshi Tanahashi, but Tanahashi was immediately challenged by Matt Riddle at New Year's Dash and then lost to Riddle in Sapporo at New Beginning. Riddle has wasted no time in fighting every single challenger that he can, but in particular, he picked up a victory alongside Jeff Cobb against TMDK at Battle in the Valley and wanted a match with Zach afterwards. Zach told him that he was too busy for him. He had to worry about Brian Danielson. He said, spend some time fighting the rest of the members of TMDK. So Matt has defended the title against Kosei Fujita and Badu Tito in MLW. Now he versus the leader here. What do you got?
I got ZSJ. There's no real point in having Riddle with that championship right now, even though he's still a great in-ring guy. But from a company standpoint, and understanding that they're still not, from what it looks like right now in the immediate, they're not putting ZSJ in that World Heavyweight Championship picture. I would say that he defeats Riddle here, gets the title back, and, you know, basically they'll pull an Orange Cassidy with ZSJ in this
point. Oh, please don't. Please don't. I was disgusted by that. I will not say that's going to happen here. But I also am not going to say that Matt Riddle's going to win. Time limit draw.
Yeah, but he keeps the title, though.
Yeah, 15-minute time limit draw. But no one wins. I'm not saying Matt Riddle's going to win. I'm not saying and ZSJ doesn't need to lose after he just lost to Ren Narita in the New Japan Cup. So I think that both guys, time limit draw, can go their separate ways. Zach can say Riddle proved to him that he's going to be a comparable champion, and he can move up to the IWGP World Heavyweight title.
Yeah, safe booking. Makes sense. There you go. All right. Yeah. I'm with it.
Next, we got a dream match of sorts, as it's going to be Nick Nemeth, the IWGP Global Heavyweight Champion, in a non-title matchup, going against the person he made the challenge to, Tomohiro Ishii. Nick Nemeth was supposed to defend the IWGP Global Heavyweight title against Hiroshi Tanahashi at Sakura Genesis, but Tanahashi got injured, so he made the challenge. He doesn't want to get rusty to Ishii for here at Windy City Riot. I think that this is a big matchup for Nemeth. This is a big proving ground, because if you can't have a great match with Ishii, maybe you can't have great matches anymore.
Yeah, I'm not going past Nick on this one. I think these two guys are the gods of selling. If you know what it is to sell in the wrestling business, these two gentlemen understand that. So we're gonna get some great selling out of this match on both ends. It'll be hard hitting. Nick's gonna have to take some on the chest, some on the chin, and prove that he's worthy of that New Japan Championship. I don't think he'll lose the championship to Ishii.
It's not for the title.
I mean, you know, yeah, I'm sorry. So it's going to be non-title at the end of the day. But, yeah, I don't think they'll make Nick look bad here, regardless of the fact if it's non-title or not. So I think Nick gets the win. And it'll probably be a redemption match, because Nick's match for the win of the belt wasn't great. So I think this will be something to prove Nick Nemeth in front of the New Japan fans, even though it's a U.S. match nonetheless. But, you know, I think that's where we're going with this.
And yeah, it wasn't like his matchup with Finlay was bad. It was just good. But yeah. I really feel like he needs a great match here.
Yeah.
With Ishii. That's what I'm more worried about, regardless of who gets to win. But I think it's obvious that Nemeth gets to win here. We got Stephen Chambers saying, by far, this is Nick's best run ever in his career. We also got Caden, who says, I'm pumped to be there for this. Looking forward to it, man. Have a blast. We also got Big Man Dogs, who says, if only it was a title match so Ishii could say, I prayed for this, and it happened, to Tanahashi. Love it. But Angel saying, I'd rather see Ishii win, but Nick is winning. Yeah, I think we're all on the same page in regards to that. But the match that everybody's going to be waiting for, the match that everyone's looking forward to this Friday, J News, for the IWGP World Heavyweight Championship, Tetsuya Naito defends against John Moxley. Naito recaptured the crown at Wrestle Kingdom, did the roll call with a little assist from his opponent and former champion Sonata. That gave Sonata another opportunity, which Naito defeated him. Then Naito followed up that win with a victory over Yota Tsuji, the winner of the New Japan Cup tournament. And now this is his third defense. And the story of Naito's title reign is that he's an adrenaline junkie now. And that he's all been searching and fighting for that one roll call at Wrestle Kingdom in the Tokyo Dome. But now he's living off the high of the next roll call. And the roll call after that. And the roll call after that. And the roll call after that. And that's why he has set himself up for an undoubtable and insurmountable, seemingly, run of title defenses against Tsuji at Sakura Genesis here 6 days later against the three-time former AEW world champion, former IWGP U.S. heavyweight champion, and a man that beat him in the G1 just 5 years ago, John Moxley. A lot of people think this is the big time that New Japan is going to make a big title change and put the title on Moxley. But also there's people that think that Naito should have a long run. Where do you stand?
I stand on the side of Destino. I'm going with Naito for this one. Why? Because this is Naito's run. He ain't got much time left, folks. He really just doesn't. The body is worn. It is tattered. It is worn down. He's got a few baggers left in him. So we got to keep him with that championship. I think that he and Mox will put together a credible match here for the main event. And you know, they're gonna send the fans home happy at the end of the day. I'm sure Mox will bleed. And
knowing him, yeah, that seems about right.
I'm sure Mox will bleed. And Naito will have a roll call for the ages in Chicago. I'm sure that we'll see whoever the next contender for Naito's championship will be after the match is over. So that much I have to say, but I'm going with the Destino for the win.
No. We got Angel in the chat who says, reasons Mox is winning, biggest U.S. show in 10 years. And two, they are making a big deal out of Mox being global Grand Slam champion. I think they make a big deal. They would make a big deal out of it regardless. And this is his first time going after the IWGP Heavyweight Championship. So if they didn't make a big deal out of it, I would ask why, even if he's losing. And it being the biggest U.S. show in 10 years, I could see that being a reason to kind of have a big title change at the end. But I think that it's very most important to make sure Naito is viewed as the number one guy right now, especially with no Ospreay, especially with no Okada. You got to really solidify this title run. And I think they're going to do that through these three title matches in less than a month. A big win over Tsuji, a big win here over John Moxley, who's been ridiculously protected in New Japan Pro Wrestling. And then I don't know who's next for Resurgence. You want to I would say David Finlay will probably be next for Resurgence, since they did set up the LIJ War Dogs feud at Sakura Genesis.
I don't know. I'm not sure if it'll be Finlay, though. And he's coming off that. He's coming off the loss to Nemeth, so having him just supersede and jump to the next title like that off of that loss, I don't think works from a booking standpoint. But I don't know, to be honest. I don't know who will step up to the plate. Maybe it's someone we're not looking at right now for all intents and purposes. So, you know, we'll see. Maybe it's Gabe.
But he just stepped up to Shingo. He just attacked Shingo
I forgot about that.
Yeah. So that's why I think it might be Finlay. You could do something with like Finlay and Tsuji, since they did the post match at Sakura Genesis where Finlay beat Tsuji to set up Finlay and versus Naito.
That works.
You could do the Tsuji Finlay matchup at Dontaku. Mm-hmm. Don't do a title match there and then do Finlay and Naito at Resurgence.
That works. Yeah.
So we seem to be on the same page at that, but a lot of people in the chat think we're getting a Mox win. Caden says, I got a Mox win. We also got Angel once again saying Mox hasn't lost in almost 5 years. Isn't it funny? Collision is in Mox's backyard Saturday. So he could walk in as IWGP World Heavyweight Champion. It's very interesting. I do like the fact that this feels less predictable than every other heavyweight championship matchup they've had in the U.S. in recent memory.
That, I mean, I guess that's fair at the end of the day, but like, I don't know. I just feel like this should be Naito's definitive run, especially with Okada gone from the company, right? So he should have a definitive run with the IWGP World Heavyweight Championship. And I think this is probably going to be it. And like you said previously, Mox has been super protected in New Japan Pro Wrestling. So if Naito gets the win here, it is a big deal. In that particular sense, even though Naito's champion, but beating Mox is a big deal.
Yeah, 100% agree. But I know you got to run, Jay News, so let everybody know where they can follow you on social media, what you got going on, anywhere else. The floor is yours.
You can always catch me on Monday mornings with the lovely Dolores over at the Workhorse Wrestling Network doing Seeing Stars. We talk all types of different independent wrestling along with New Japan Pro Wrestling as well. Catch me on the Instagram and Twitter at JohnLYFNMG, your friendly neighborhood moviegoer, talking movies and pro wrestling as well. Shout out to everybody in the chat for contributing today. Thanks to Angel. It was a joke about Moxley. No big deal. We're all wrestling fans at the end of the day. Understandably so. Yeah, unnecessary, but I haven't been on the show for God knows how long. So folks know.
It's what it is. He's new in the chat, but welcome to the party. And I did want to ask you, Jay News, are you free on Sunday?
Hold on.
This is why I should always message, because both you and Sanal gave me the same response. But yeah. You can follow me on the Twitter machine at TrueHillSB3. Follow the gang, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok at TrueHillHeat. Patreon.com/TrueHillHeat. $3 a month. Get your exclusive content, the True Hill Heat Prediction Championship, plus much more. And check out all the great content on the channel right now, like THH271 from this past Friday. We'll be back on Saturday this coming weekend. Check out our WrestleMania 40 night one and night two reviews, with some of the most fun I've had on the channel talking about those two big shows from WWE. And check out our Sakura Genesis 2024 review with me and Sanal.
So Sunday night.
Okay, so not Sunday during the day. I'm busy Sunday night, so no Windy City Riot review on Sunday for now. I will let you know if that changes, if Sanal says it changes. But for Jay News, it is me, your True Hill Phenom, SB3. This has been our NJPW Windy City Riot 2024 preview. We are signing off until next time.